Well, good afternoon, and thank all of you for being here today. I've, in the last 72 hours, I've crossed more time zones than I can count, but every hour that I spent in the air going and coming was worth it to make this day possible and this announcement today. It's one that we've awaited anxiously, and we are glad that it's signed, sealed, and delivered, and we look forward to a groundbreaking little over a month in late April. I realize, as far as I've traveled, the news has traveled faster, and that you all know that Kia is coming to Georgia. And I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank this company, Kia Motor Company, for their business, and to thank the many partners in Georgia's economic development team who make this deal happen, as well as our local partners. First of all, let me state the facts. We've signed a contract for Kia Motor Company's first manufacturing facility in North America, and we are delighted to have them here. The West Point facility will employ a minimum of 2,500 workers, although company estimates indicate initially they will begin with closer to 2,900 workers. Additionally, and upon negotiation, contractually, additionally, five suppliers are committed to locating in Georgia near the plant to supply their just-in-time manufacturing philosophy, and these suppliers will employ an additional 2,600 workers. These direct employment figures, as you know, are just the beginning. Thousands of additional jobs will be created by the small businesses and service sector companies and employers that will either start up or expand because of the increased economic activity in this area. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's safe to say this is a major economic development for West Georgia, for North Georgia, for our entire state, and I am absolutely delighted and extremely proud of the teamwork that brought this project to Georgia in the face of spirited competition from other locations. First of all, our outstanding team at the Georgia Department of Economic Development, Commissioner Craig Lesser and Deputy Commissioner Chris Clark, are not here today because they're continuing to work in Korea on other prospects, and that's what we want them to do, meeting with others. I want to thank those two, along with Jim Ewing, Brian Worsham, and Charlie Gatlin, and Sean McMillan, and the entire economic development team. I see our Commissioner of DOT, Harold Lennon-Cole, with us here today, and I want to thank you, Harold, and your staff for playing an important role in planning the road work to support this project. We couldn't have asked for a better transportation partner than Harold and his team at DOT to make this happen. Obviously, ingress and egress to a project this size is absolutely critical, and Harold and the DOT have worked hand in glove with us in the Department of Economic Development. Training, obviously, was a big part. Mike Vollmer, the Commissioner of Technical and Adult Education, and his team have showed Kia that Georgia has the best state-supported, sponsored employee training program in the nation with our Quick Start program, and they will be an integral and vital part of this operation initially and ongoing. Thanks to the Attorney General and his office, particularly Assistant Attorney General George Zier, who worked long and hard with the Kia Council to make sure that we hammered out the legal details, along with John Gornell of Arnold, Golden, and Gregory. It was a great legal team from our standpoint as well. I also want to thank our partners in the Georgia's business community, including Bill Bryant from Georgia Power and a roster of others that's just too long to list, but we always get good business support when we're recruiting additional prospects to Georgia, and it was no different this time as well. To my right is the best local team that we could have hoped for, the whole Troup County LaGrange team, West Point, the city of LaGrange, and Troup County. All of them have been just magnificent local partners. Representative Vance Smith is going to recognize them later individually, but I'd like to personally offer my thanks as well. And local leadership, let me say this very clearly, local leadership is always the key to successful economic projects, particularly of this size, and this community is has just done magnificently. To put together the number of parcels that it took to offer the company this site, was nothing less than miraculous. It took the integrity, the reputation of local people who are trusted in that community, and they understood. I also want to say something about the community at large as well. The altruistic spirit in which the community, the property owners, and the community at large accepted this project, understanding that they would be able to leave a legacy economic development project for their whole region. And one of them mentioned that now my children and grandchildren won't have to go elsewhere for economic prosperity. That was the spirit in which this community participated, and I want to thank them. Another key to building relationships and asking for the business is long-term relationships. In October of 2003, I was first able to visit with Hyundai and Kia, sister companies there in Seoul, for the after the annual Japan SUS and SUS Korea meeting in October of 2003. I was able to sit down at that time with top company officials from Hyundai Kia, Korea's largest automaker, and I had no idea that it would come to fruition so early, but we're continuing to plant the seeds around the world for the opportunities that Georgia offers in economic development from a workforce perspective and from a productivity standpoint. So we're delighted to know that the fruit of that October 2000 meeting led to a $1.2 billion investment on behalf of the company in just a little over 2 years. I did know that we had a lot to offer a world-class manufacturer like Hyundai Kia, and I let them know that we wanted their business when the time was right. And let me just take a moment to talk about Kia. I did not know the quality of company that we were recruiting until I went and saw it firsthand. But the trip over the weekend and through yesterday, from the signing ceremony to the tour of their research and development facility, is absolutely world class. It's one of the fastest growing auto manufacturers in the world, and they pay attention to details. I was very impressed with the detail of the event, but more importantly, how they treated their employees. I wish all of you could have traveled with us to the research and development facility and to see the hospitality that they showed to their employees. Where they were training worldwide, they will train the ones from Troup County there as well. And then to see almost 8,000 engineers in this 1,000-acre research and development facility was really stunning. The level of technology they're experiencing, one of the factors I saw that early on in their history, they were using licensing of engines from Mitsubishi. Now they are licensing their own technology back to Daimler Chrysler and other major manufacturers for sizable sums based on the quality of their research and development and the growth of their company. They pay attention to details. This is a quality, first-class, world-class, first-rate company that's coming here, and I was thrilled to know. I know the kind of state we have, and I think it's an absolute perfect marriage to have the first North American plant from Kia located here, because it will absolutely be a great marriage. Today, the time is right, and I'm proud to welcome Kia to the Georgia business family in a big way. Kia, we're glad you're here. West Georgia, Troup County, we are very proud of your efforts, and we look forward to the continued partnership and participation.